Hey, y'all out there, this is Bo Billingsley, the voice of Jet Black and the Fourth Raikage. You're listening to The Night Nerd. Stay tuned, because all kinds of good things will be happening.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Thursday, so we're going to talk a little bit of history. All week, we've been celebrating trains. I just got a job working for the railroad, and trains are cool. As we've seen, you know, they've been really important in movies, really, really important in movies, hold a lot of value in video games and everything like that, and just, you know, really kind of the backbone of a lot of aspects of what we know and love. I already sound brainwashed, don't I? But trains have actually been around for a long time. And when I say trains, I mean, you know, anything on a track, using railways and stuff like that. It goes back as far as, you know, the 6th century BC in Greece, where they had different rails, different systems going where they can transport stuff. When they're building, whether it be the limestone, they made these grooves in the limestone and to make them easier to go back and forth while they're building the aqueducts and things like that. And so it's pretty impressive. And there were some that were, you know, 10, 12, 15 miles long, and they used them for hundreds of years. This is all, you know, pre-steam. And then eventually they'd come in and do wooden rails. And this is around the 14th century, and they used those for a few hundred years. And then in the 1500s, there was the cardinal made a big deal about this railway in Austria, and it was, again, used the wooden rails and kind of had like a treadwheel at the top where either a human or some kind of animal would pull this rope and it'd pull it along the trail. To this day, you can go to Hohensalzburg Castle over there, and they're still using it. I mean, it's been tweaked and updated here and there, but they still use it. You know, here we are over 500 years later, and that's pretty cool, you know, that something from then is still being used. That just shows you the dependability of railways and what they can do. And it would go on like that till about the 1700s, when they would actually put in metal rails. They were using cast iron on top of these wooden rails. And so this allowed a little more durability and allowed you to put heavier loads on there and not have to worry about stuff falling off and everything. It was kind of like a little L-shaped thing, which some railways still use today. And they just line up side by side, and that was like the go-to, again, for the next couple hundred years. You'll see, when it comes to the history of railways and trains and stuff, it's every few hundred years, there's a big jump in the way the rails work. And I feel like we're getting pretty close to another big jump, but we'll get to that in a minute. And then you have the introduction of steam power and battery power in the steam locomotives, which are some of the, you know, most well-known. You know, when you think the Old West, Back to the Future, like we talked about, you see those steam-powered engines with the big stack on the front and the smoke coming out. That is kind of what you see. And the original ones were a lot more basic and stuff. They didn't use... They were usually wood burning, whereas they would go on to be coal burning and everything. And there's still a lot of those, again, around that you can find. Not really used for they're used more for like passenger and nostalgia and everything. But then in the 1800s, you'd have electrical power introduced to them. And these are the ones that were electric and battery and everything. And this is this and diesel, which diesel wouldn't come around till about 20, 30 years later. These are were the big bats during the the 1900s and everything up until fairly recently. This is what you see out there, and it's, you know, as society has progressed and as new technologies come out, railroads have always been there kind of at the forefront of, okay, we're going to embrace this and this is how we're going to do things, to the point of today where, you know, some of these high-speed trains can almost maintain themselves. And I think you'll see, I mean, hope not in my lifetime, since I just started working there, but automated trains and things, there's a lot of automation to them. They're even like in a yard, in a train yard, you can remote control some of the engines and things, and you have, you're able to do a lot of stuff without actually having somebody up in that cab. And that's, you know, a lot of, you see a lot of industries starting to toy with and push toward automation, and, you know, you lose that human error, which that's a debate for another show, but I think is kind of interesting. And so, you know, over the years, you've had all these trains, whether they be the steam or the diesel or electric, whatever. You have really kind of two main types of trains, ones that haul freight and ones that haul people. Freight trains are your predominant ones. Those are going to be, I mean, there's some that haul cars, haul coal, wood, lumber, all sorts of electronics, groceries, even cross country. And then your passenger trains, you know, are going to be more localized. Although there is, a while back I saw a thing, it's like $300 and you travel a passenger train from California to Chicago. And that sounds pretty cool. Even before I worked for the railroad, I thought that would be something that I would like to do. Over in Europe, they're really big though. You know, here in America, you don't see a whole lot of transcontinental trains, but over in Europe, that's one of their main modes of transportation. I mean, you can hop on a train and get around anywhere. So, you know, even though other forms of transportation have come and gone, like the horse buggy and things, you know, and cars have had so many different iterations, for something that's been around since, you know, the 6th century BC to still be in use today and going strong, I think, again, just speaks to the durability and reliability of railroads and railway systems. And I don't know, I think that's really cool. Let me know, do you have trains where you are? Not like subways, like above ground trains. Let us know in the comments here below on SoundCloud or on social media. As always, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, we're out there. We'd love to hear from you. Just look for The Night Nerd. And while you're doing that, you know, make sure to click that little subscribe button. That way you get all the shows on the network, not just me here, but you also get DC Animated Adventures and Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, on top of, you know, our Family Sound specials and everything, all the other special shows that we do, all for free. So you should definitely check that out. It's a lot of fun. We're real proud. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, you want to talk to me, you know, not on social media, you can email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I respond to all those emails, and I love talking to everybody, but that's going to be it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Take the last train to Clarksville. I'll be waiting at the station. We'll have time for coffee, flavored kisses, and a bit of conversation.